Chapter 39. A noontide nap can be a tranquil pleasure. Nothing to do, nowhere special to go, happily captured in the enchantment of a high summer day. The old mouse allowed his paw to drift in the idle flow of the water meadow, lounging comfortably on a pallet of moss and dried ferns. He had released his hold on the tiller, allowing the raft to wend its own way through the proliferation of water lilies, bulrush reeds, sundew, gypsywort and comfrey, which carpeted the cool, dim water meadow. Closing his eyes, the Ancient One took in the sounds, snatches of songs and conversation from his companions, mingling with the squeals and chuckles of divans playing in the shallows. The buzz and hum of bees in the background, an occasional plop from a leaping trout, distant bird song, reed warblers, dippers, chipchaffs, and migrant firecrest competing with their own careless raptures. Old Samolus moved his eyelids lightly, trying not to twitch his nose, as a beautifully patterned marsh fritillary butterfly landed on us. Parent whispered to her mate Dwink,
"I think that butterfly might wake old Samolus."
The insect flew off as the ancient mouse spoke.
"Old Samolus is awake, thank you, ma'am. Wondering when afternoon tea will be ready."
Skipper Rogus yawned cavernously. His mate Zoran called to their little son, who was frisking in the water nearby.
"Rozan, go ashore and see if tea's ready yet."
The young one waved his chubby rudder.
"Hurr, I'll do that directly, ma'am."
Bisky laughed at the otter babe.
"That's a very good mole voice he's learned."
His daughter, Andio, replied,
"Oh yes, we mole are talking like that, like us, ma'am."
Bisky's mate Spingo answered their daughter in mole dialect.
"You certainly are, my dearie."
Perez and Dwink's little one, a tiny squirrel maid they had named Mitty, was of a different mind.
"Look, Will, I'm no going to speak like a mole. I want to be a hare like Laird Bossy."